Chairs No Waiting, episode number 567. Same actor, different character. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you by the folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by over at Weavers, pick up some of the bacon, pick up some of the new t-shirts. We've got Mayberry Squares t-shirts. It's like an Andy Warhol looking shirt. It's really cool. White shirt with all kinds of different colors in each square with the character in it. Really neat shirt. It's available only at Weavers. You also might want to check out the Wholesome t-shirt, because what's more wholesome than the Andy Griffith Show? Also available only at Weavers. Drop by WeaversDepartmentStore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations by listeners just like you. The executive producer of episode 567 is Randy Vinson. Thank you, Randy, for supporting the show, and thank you for being here with me. We get to talk about the Andy Griffith Show. What a surprise. If it's your first time here on the podcast, please rest assured knowing that this show is about the Andy Griffith Show, and it's done by me, who loves the Andy Griffith Show. So if you like the Andy Griffith Show, if you really enjoy it, I think you're going to enjoy this podcast. Now, we're going to be talking this episode about, what did I say the title is? It's Same Actor, Different Character. So there were a lot of actors who appeared on the Andy Griffith Show in more than one role. Now, I don't know if you realized that, but there were several that appeared in multiple roles, and I'm going to try to go through those with you today so that you can get a little bit more acquainted with that, because you might not have known it, because it was kind of fun as I went through just to pick it out. So I'm going to get a little background music for us. All right, so let's find out about some characters by the same actor. Now, I found out all this information by heading over to the it's called the Mayberry Historical Society. That's it. It's Mayberry.info. You head over to Mayberry.info and check this stuff out. There is a lot of information over there. It's a wiki like Wikipedia. And you'll be able to find out all kinds of neat things about the Andy Griffith Show. And some of the things you'll find out over there are things like this exactly, where you can find out that there are characters by the same actor. So let's go through this, all right? All right, so do you know who David Allen Bailey is? Do you know who that is? Well, David Allen Bailey, he was in two episodes of the Andy Griffith Show. That's right, two. Count them. Well, he wasn't in two episodes. He was in more than two episodes, but it's two different characters. He started off as Trey Bowden. You remember Trey? Opie's buddy, Trey. He was also helping sell stuff over at the sell Miracle Salve. He was one of the kids that were selling Miracle Salve as well. So Trey was there. And he was also in a color episode later. You remember the one with Morgan Brittany? He played Fred Simpson. That's right. Fred Simpson. So he played both roles. Now, they were years apart, so he changed a lot during that time frame. But that was him. So as you watch those episodes, watch episodes like I said, it's when they were selling the Miracle Salve. I think the history class episode, that was another one where he was in it. But watch those episodes. If you want to know what they are, you can go over to Mayberry.info and you can find out. All right, next up is an actress that played two roles. Now, you may know that she played Daphne. Hello, doll. Jean Carson not only played Daphne on the Andy Griffith Show, but she also played Naomi Connors. Now, Naomi Connors was one of the convicts that had Barney and Floyd trapped up in the cabin. And she's the one that busted the vase over Floyd's head. So that was Jean Carson. I mean, she did not look anything the same to me. Her voice, though, sounded very much the same. Let's let Maude make... No, Maude's smart. She'll think of something. Yeah, there's nobody home. Yeah, that one. Anyway, so that's Jean Carson. She has two roles. Daphne and Naomi Connors. All right. Next up is Ronnie Dapo. Now, you remember Ronnie? Now, he played the spoiled kid, Arnold Winkler. Remember him? He was trying to get his bicycle, and he was mad. He's riding his bicycle on the road, and they took it away from him. And you remember that? Well, he also played a boy with a baseball and Pete. Now, Pete, I believe, was the one who was maybe tricking Goober. Is that who that was, Pete? Anyway, he played three roles. But he was also the boy that was hitting the baseball in the Haunted House episode. They hit the ball in there. So that was him. Okay, so that was all Ronnie Dapo. So he played Arnold the Sport Kid. He played the boy with the baseball. He never really had a name. He just hit it into the Haunted House there. And then he also played a character named Pete. All right, now this one is one you should definitely know. His name is Jack Dotson. We all know he played Howard Sprague, but he also played, before that, he played insurance agent Ed Jenkins. He appeared as Ed Jenkins when Aunt Bee lost her brooch. You remember that? He was there as Ed Jenkins. So Howard Sprague, Jack Dotson, in another famous role. So there it was, twice on the Andy Griffith Show. Next up, we're going to hear about Sam Edwards. Okay, now Sam Edwards is the actor's name. Now, he played several characters. He played Sam Muggins. He played Lester Scobie. He played a character named Fred and one named Tom Bedloe. Now, the two I remember the best are Sam Muggins and Lester Scobie. Now, the Scobies were the ones that were getting their house repossessed. Remember that? And Ben Weaver came over and sat down in the chair and the chair broke apart. Remember that? Well, that episode, that he was Lester Scobie, needed his glasses to be able to read, but he couldn't read the eviction notice without his glasses, so it wasn't properly delivered. And of course, he was Sam Muggins in the episode The Christmas Story. And so he's in two other characters as well. He was Tom Bedloe in two episodes. And I believe that was in the color years. This is Sam Edwards. All right. With Sam, we had Joy Ellison. Now, Joy Ellison played Ethie. Is that right? E-T-H? Ethie? Ethie Morgan, Muggins? Sam's little girl. Sam Muggins' little girl on that episode where they were getting evicted. But she also played Mary Wiggins. And she played Mary Scobie, and she played Iris, and she played Betsy. So she was Miss Mayberry, if you'll remember. She was the little Miss Mayberry that Opie brought into Floyd's and got crowned with Floyd's hat and the cape around her. She played that role. That was Joy Ellison. Again, if you can't remember all this stuff, head over to mayberry.info and look around. You'll find, if you just search for characters by same actor, you'll find it. You'll find that. You'll find these things. All right, next up is a character, an actor. I didn't know who this was, but his name is Roy Engel. Now, Roy Engel, he played Jess Morgan. He played a trumpet player, a trumpeter. He played Luther. He played a spectator in the, he played a crowd member. He played a character named Judd. He played a conductor. I don't know what that would have been. A conductor. Was that the train conductor? Maybe. And he played Mr. Perkins. Wow. The same actor played all those roles. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 characters he played. And I didn't even know who he was. Roy Engel. So if you're watching the video version, you're seeing pictures. So if you want to go and check and see the pictures of these folks, you can. Or you can just go research them and find them for yourself. So next up, we got this one you're definitely going to know. This is good old Wilbur Pines, or maybe you know him better as Charlie Foley or Sam Lindsay. His real name is Frank Ferguson. He played all those roles on the Andy Griffith Show. Mr. Foley, Sam Lindsay, and Wilbur Pines. Now, Wilbur Pines was in the very first episode. He was the guy that was marrying Rose. You remember that? Marion Rose, Opie's housekeeper, Andy and Opie's housekeeper that Opie didn't want to leave. Well, that was him. And of course, then he was later on Mr. Foley and Sam Lindsay as well. So he played all three of those roles. It just seems amazing nowadays when we watch TV that the actors would end up playing so many different roles, because we're so used to them. Just they get one role and that's who they are forever. But that's not really the way it was back then, because as time went by, there were no VCRs. There was no way to watch a show over and over and notice that it was the same actor 2 years later playing a different role. All right, so the next up we've got Dabbs Greer. Now, Dabbs Greer, the one I remember him best is Mr. Sims. Mr. and Mrs. Sims that were buying the house from Andy, that Barney was showing him around. He's Mr. Sims. What about the Simses? Well, he was Mr. Sims, Harry Sims. But he also played a Councilman Dobbs. He played a store clerk, and he played a character named Naylor. So he played all those roles on the Andy Griffith Show. I remember him best, obviously, as Mr. Sims to Amzie Strickland's Mrs. Sims. So we'll be talking about her in a minute as well. So that's Dabbs Greer. Next up is Rance Howard. Now, do you know who Rance Howard is? He just happens to be the dad of both Opie and Leon, the real father, Rance Howard. He played a bus driver. He was one of the bus drivers that you see the bus drive up into town. He played the chauffeur for the governor. Remember that? When the governor's car got a ticket? That was him. He was one of the G-men, the treasury men, that were waiting on Andy in the courthouse and wouldn't tell Barney what they wanted. We'll wait. Rance was one of them. And he's also a party guest in another episode. So he was on the show multiple times as different characters. Rance Howard. Great, great Rance Howard. Next up, we're going to hear about Rhonda Jeter. Now, Rhonda Jeter, she was a little schoolgirl with Opie, and she was Karen Burgess. Remember, Karen was Opie's love interest. You know, he'd wait on her there at the steps of the hotel, and when she'd come around there, and Barney started trying to help him, and he ended up, you know, running around with Thelma Lou. Opie did. Remember that? Anyway, Rhonda Jeter was Karen in that. She also played Sharon McCall. So I think Karen, there was Karen Porter and Sharon Porter. She played both of them. She played Karen Burgess and Sharon McCall. And she played a crowd member. She was just in the crowd in one of the episodes. And she was Ethel. She was Ethel on the episode. She doesn't look like an Ethel. Anyway, that was Rhonda Jeter. So she was in several episodes. Next up, we're going to hear about Mary Lansing. Now, Mary Lansing, she was one of Jenkins, one of, oh, wait, I'm reading the wrong place. She was Miss Mason. She played Mary. She played Miss Lukens. She played Miss Rodenbach. She played a committee woman, a protester. Oh, my goodness. She was the first sporting goods shopper. You remember that? She was shopping at the sporting goods store and saw Barney dressed up in the mannequin. Well, that was her. She was the first one that saw him. She was a party guest. She was Miss Primrose. She was Miss Roundtree. She was Dorothy. And probably we know her best is Emmett's wife, Martha Clark. Okay, wow, she played a ton of characters during the run of the show. I didn't even count those. How many was it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 characters. Now, that is not the record. I believe we've got some more down here, but it's close. Everybody says, not the next one, but the one after that was the one who was in the most different roles. Let's see if that's true. Next up, we've got Ruta Lee. You know, I don't know if I grabbed a picture of her. I don't think I did. So Ruta Lee, she was Jean Boswell and Darlene Mason. Remember that? She was the college kid that was around there digging up dirt on Andy. You remember that? She came to town working for the newspaper because the newspaper man had gotten a ticket or something driving through town, and she was digging up dirt on him. So she played Jean Boswell. Hey, Andy, it's that college kid. And then she was also Darlene Mason. Hope I'm not getting these backwards. But she was the actress out in California when Andy and Opie and Aunt Bea all went out to California to see him making Sheriff Without a Gun. And she and Andy were, they had a picture made together, and it caused a big stink with Helen. Remember that, Darlene Mason? I believe that I got those correct and not backwards. I'm sure somebody will tell me if I'm getting those wrong, but that's that is who that was. So as long as you can picture her. Next up was an actor. Now, this is the one I've always been told was in the most episodes as different characters. Now, you guys will have to either confirm or deny, but his name is Bob McQuain. Okay, Bob McQuain is the actor's name. He was one of the Jenkins men. I don't know. I don't remember what that is. One of Jenkins' men. You guys have to remind me. He played a character named Bill. He played Sergeant Johnson. Now, Sergeant Johnson was one of the two guys that came to town, I think, when the escaped convict that was after Barney got loose. I believe that was, he was one of those two guys, right? He played Jim Baker, Joe Waters. Joe Waters, I'm pretty sure, was a fella that was out on the street that maybe Barney ran over his foot, or Barney, he ran over Barney's foot. I can't remember. He was a manicure customer, one of the manicurists. He was a newlywed man. He was Ike Gordon. He was one of the Gordon brothers. Remember the Gordon brothers that got locked up in the... I don't think he won. I don't remember which set he wanted. I don't think it wasn't the Mr. Potato Head set. I think he may have gotten the Leathercraft set. I don't remember. But he was one of the Gordons, Ike Gordon. Let's see. He was a postal clerk in an episode. He played Fletch Roberts. And he played a lieutenant. So he was in a bunch. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I think he was in like 12 different characters. So he's running a close race there with Mary Lansing. So there may be some that we've missed out on him. So that was, again, that is Bob McQuain. Bob McQuain. All right. So next up, a character, a guy who played a bunch of characters on the show. You might or might not remember. I like him a lot because I like his name. It's spelled like I like it. His name's Alan Melvin. Alan Melvin. He was Clarence Doc Malloy. Remember him? He was a detective. He was Detective Bardoli. I believe it's the way he's Bardoli. Bardoli. That was at the hotel detected where Barney and Andy were staying over in the state capitol. And Barney thought the jewel thief was the good guy. Remember that? Well, he was the detective. He played Neil and Jake. He played Neil. I believe Neil was the guy selling the stuff on the road, wasn't he? And then Jake was Hubcap Lesh's second man, you know. Just sold another one to the, you know, Jake, you know, that guy. He was the recruiting sergeant when Ernest T was trying to join the Marines or the Army. He was an escaped prisoner that out in the got Barney, I'm sure. He was Fred Plummer that wanted to beat up Barney and had to get Mr. Azumoto to come and beat him up. He played Clyde Plant. Is that all? So that's he played all those different roles. Alan Melvin. Alan Melvin. Yeah. So he wanted to beat up Barney. That was a great episode. All right. Next up, this is somebody you may have heard of. You may have. This is a man named Howard Morris. I don't know if you've heard of him, but he was on the show five times as one character called Ernest T. Bass. Yeah, that was it. Ernest T. Bass himself, Howard Morris, but you know he played other roles. He was the voice of Leonard Blush on the radio. He was also the voice of YLRB radio station. YLRB. And so he was on that. And he also played a character that when Andy and Helen were going out to have a nice day out by themselves and Barney kept coming and bothering him, Howard Morris played George, the TV repairman, there as well. So he played, that's Ernest T, Leonard Blush, the voice, at least. George the TV repairman and the voice of YLRB radio station. So that's four different characters. I'll give them characters because you definitely heard them. All right. So next up, we're going to hear about Bert Mustin. Now, everybody knows who Bert Mustin is. That was Bert. He played Bert. I think you know who he is. He played Judd. Chester Jones, you're a low-down cheating... Yeah, that guy. I love Judd. Judd and Bert, same character. And Mr. Crowley, that was another one he played. So that was Bert Mustin. Great Bert Mustin. Alberta Nelson, she played Nellie Albright, but I think you probably know her better because she was in more episodes, even though they were color. She was Flora Mallerby, and she played that character. But her name was Alberta Nelson, was the name. And Jay Novello, I didn't remember that he played more than one character, but he played Sheldon Davis. Sheldon Davis was the guy that's coming through Mayberry that got thrown out of one county, and then Mayberry made him the guest of honor for their, you know, and he started stealing everybody's watches and stealing everything. Barney's, where's your keys? Where's your keys? Your keys, your keys. Where are your keys? Well, he was that guy. He also played Otis's lawyer. He played Otis, attorney Neil Bentley. He played him as well. So don't forget him. Next up, we're going to talk. Let's see. This is Maggie Peterson. Now, Maggie Peterson, we all, Mayberry fans, you would recognize her as Charlene Darling, right? That's Charlene Darling. But she played another character on the Indica show. In the color episode, she would show up as Doris. And it's listed as Doris the Secretary. But on Goober... Goober finds a girl, I think's what it's called. It's the one where, you know, he goes out with her. He ends up going out with her in the end. So she played two roles, Maggie Peterson, Charlene herself. Jack Prince. Now, Jack Prince played Ben Sewell. He played Luke Reiner. I'm sorry. He played a rummage sale customer, but I think that's the same characters. And, of course, Rafe Hollister. They were pretty much all the same. Ben Sewell, I believe, was the fellow that was out shooting at him. I thought you's the law. I think that was him. And that is that character. And, of course, he played Luke. Luke Reiner was the guy that was shooting at him when Andy just walked right up to the door and took the gun out of his hands when the state policeman was there, inspecting him. I want to report a tie, a birthday cake, and all that kind of stuff. That's Luke. And then he played, of course, Rafe. Look down, that one. That lonesome road. What a great character. All right, Jack Prince, great, great, great job. Next up, we've got Rita Shaw. Now, Rita Shaw was Big Ma Tyler. Claude Maurice Tyler, that's really the same person. Ralph Henderson. But that was her. That was her along with Gene Carson there in as the convicts at large, Rita Shaw. And, of course, she also played Barney's voice teacher, Eleonora Poultice. I love it. I love it. Rita Shaw. So she played two characters. Now, Amzie Strickland, we talked about her a little bit earlier, but she played Miss Rosemary, Barney's love interest. You know that Barney was walking her, he'd walk her to church every day. Well, you said it was you on your way, not about to take the shortcut. Yeah, so that was her. And she played Verlene Campbell, which was Otis Campbell's sister-in-law. Remember that? She played her. She played Mrs. Sims, as I said. She played her, and she played a character named she played Mrs. Sims, and she played Myra Tucker in the color episodes. So she played 4 characters during the run of the show. And she played Myra Tucker twice, two different shows. I think we're getting close to the end here. The last one I've got for you, and there may be more, is a fellow you would know. You know, I didn't know his name at all, the actor's name, but I definitely know who Asa is because he played the character Asa Breeny. And also Asa Bascom. Now, I think it's the same guy. It's the guy Asa. For some reason, they changed his last name. I have no idea why. But he was Asa. And he also played Doc Roberts. He played him as well. The one that was trying to stretch Barney. Remember that? He put the thing around Barney's neck and had him hanging in the closet to stretch him, make him taller so he could meet his detective requirements, the police requirements. Well, that was Asa. His real name is Charles P. Thompson, who played Asa and Doc Roberts. So he played two different characters named Asa, but I still think it's the same one. They messed up somehow. So, folks, those are the people I know because it's listed on that Mayberry.info website, played multiple roles during the Andy Griffith Show. Do you know more? Is there some I missed? And I probably could have easily misspoken as I was telling you who played what, because I'm just doing it from memory because I just love this stuff, just like you. I love it. But I did not know his name was Charles P. Thompson. So that's Asa. I'd love to hear from you if you know of something I messed up or something that I need to correct. Like last week when I messed up and said Floyd's birthday was the 25th. It's really the 27th. You know, things like that. Dennis Bill's in our chat room. Now, Dennis Blaine is in our chat room, and he dresses up like Asa. So he said he knew Asa. So, all right, well, let's go and hear from somebody who knows a lot of stuff. Our roving reporter, Randy Turner.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
I have to say, I am enjoying breaking away from my original self-imposed guidelines I used for the first 3 years of my reports. Though this is the appropriate week for this week's subject, I'm actually revisiting her, since I talked about her in only my fifth report, but at that time, devoted only six sentences to her. Janet Waldo is best remembered as a radio and voice actress, but she also did some live-action work, including a small role in an episode of The Andy Griffith Show. Janet was born on February the 4th, 1920, in Washington State. Her uncommon last name links her to Ralph Waldo Emerson. Janet's father was a distant cousin of the famous poet. Janet entered show business when spotted by Bing Crosby while performing in a theater production where she was attending college, the University of Washington, the same college the crooner had attended. Crosby encouraged her to enter a contest being conducted by Paramount Movie Studio Talent Scouts, which she did, and which she then won. As a result, Janet moved to California and made her film debut in an uncredited part in 1938. After additional bit parts for the first 2 years of her career, in 1940, she began getting the lead female roles in several westerns, though none were particularly successful or memorable. It is worth noting, however, that her first, One Man's Law, also included Dub Taylor and Dick Elliott in the cast. Dub would later appear in four different Mayberry roles, while Dick played everyone's favorite fat little mayor. It was Bing Crosby who again helped Janet when she found her true calling. With his help, Janet was introduced to voice work in radio, beginning on January the 20th, 1941. She soon was cast in her first prominent role, playing supporting cast member Irene Franklin in the long-running radio serial One Man's Family. In 1946, Janet was cast in the radio role for which she is best known, playing the title character in Meet Corliss Archer. The series recounted the adventures of a perky teen and her bungling next-door neighbor boyfriend, Dexter Franklin. Dexter was played by Sam Edwards, who first appeared in Mayberry as Sam Muggins in the Christmas episode. While continuing her radio work, Janet made her television debut at Desilu in a 1952 episode of I Love Lucy, appearing with Richard Crenna, who later directed episodes of The Andy Griffith Show. The golden age of radio is considered to have ended in 1962, the same year Janet added another facet to her career when she began voice acting for cartoons, with her first role being her most famous. She was cast as teenager Judy in Hanna-Barbera's primetime animated series, The Jetsons. The following year, Janet appeared in Mayberry. She played Amanda, the attractive blonde who was the first to arrive when Barney invited a dozen women to Andy's, on the pretense that Thelma Lou had asked them to come over, when in fact he was trying to help Andy find a prospective new wife. Janet, being the same person that voiced Judy Jetson, is especially recognizable when she asks,
"What turnout? What did we turn out for?"
Janet continued to be a sought-after voice artist the rest of her life. While Judy Jetson is her best-known character in animation, she also originated two other widely remembered roles. In 1968, Judy was cast as Penelope Pitstop in the Hanna-Barbera cartoon series Wacky Races. Her character was so popular, she was spun off into her own series the next year, The Perils of Penelope Pitstop. Then, in 1970, she provided the voice of Josie in Hanna-Barbera's Josie and the Pussycats. The series was about the adventures of an all-girl pop band, fronted by Josie. By the way, the band's stereotypically dim-witted blonde drummer was voiced by Jackie Joseph, known to Mayberry fans as Ernest T. Bass's Sweet Romina. Janet's last televised voice work was in a 1998 episode of King of the Hill. Janet passed away at the age of 97 in 2016. But that's it for this week. As always, thanks for listening, and remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
Thank you, Randy. A great report. Once again, if you'd like to make sure you don't miss out on any of the great stuff Randy's doing in and around the internet, send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com. turnersgrade@gmail.com, and he'll make sure you don't miss out on any of the fun. Speaking of fun, if you're still sticking around here, since hopefully you are, I have got some news for you. Coming up soon, March 6th through the 7th of this 2020, we're going to be having the Mayberry Meetup. That's right. The Mayberry Meetup will, not the Mayberry Meetup, I'm sorry, the Two Chairs Meetup. The Mayberry Meetup's in the summer. We're going to be getting together at the George Lindsay UNA Film Festival, and it actually starts on the 5th, but we're going to be over there the 6th and 7th. That's Friday and Saturday. We're going to head over and try to just make a Mayberry weekend out of the George Lindsay Film Festival. As part of it, we're going to get together and eat somewhere on Friday night, the 6th, and then we'll get together at the hotel in the lobby and just visit it and visit and have a good time just sharing some Mayberry information and fun with one another. Then, hopefully, haven't talked to him yet, fingers crossed, we can have Chris Hudson. Maybe he'll be there and he can tell us some stuff about making the Mayberry effect. That's right. That's really one of the reasons we're doing this, is the Mayberry effect, the documentary that Chris has been working on for 3.5 years, is going to be a featured thing there at the film festival. A featured film has been submitted, and we're going to be able to go and watch that on Saturday. So that's the big draw. So we're going to get to see the premiere, at least west of the Mississippi River. It will be the premiere of the Mayberry effect on a big screen there at the film festival. So we'll be rooting for Chris to win an award at the film festival and spend some time. So maybe on that Friday night, he'll be able to speak with us. Maybe he won't, but even if he won't, Kenneth Junkin, that's Otis, and myself will be there. And well, you know, we're featured in the documentary too, so we can talk about it a little bit. Yeah. No, but we'll be there, so we'll be able to talk and have a good time and fun. So if you're in the Florence, Alabama area, or can make it there, Florence, Alabama, you can head over to the Two Chairs No Waiting Meetup, March 6th through the 7th. On that Saturday, we're going to head over to the UNA Library, somewhere around noon. Not sure exactly yet. We're still nailing down details. But we're going to go there and tour the George Lindsay collection. And a lot of George's items he donated to the University of North Alabama. And the collection is not normally open to the public. So they're going to open it up for us Mayberry fans to go in there and look around and see all the cool things they've got. They have George's original scripts from the Andy Griffith Show are there. We have all kinds of, he has all kinds of items that were he collected over the years that were Mayberry related or just related to him or fans had given him. There's all kinds of stuff there in the George Lindsay collection. We'll be able to tour it somewhere around noon. And following that, we'll head over for the 2:30 showing of the Mayberry Effect. Oh yeah. The Mayberry Effect. I mean, that's going to be, it's going to be big. The Mayberry Effect. So you guys are definitely going to go check that out. Chris has been working for 3.5 years on this amazing movie, and I know you're going to really enjoy it. We're going to watch it together. There's a Q&A following it, and Chris will be there with his family. And then that evening at 6 o'clock or 6:30, they will be having the awards banquet. So we'll be able to go and support Chris and root him on to win an award. And if he doesn't win an award, we'd still be there to just tell him what a great thing he had done, just spreading the Mayberry spirit. So anyway, so if you're available, you'll need to, you don't need any tickets. All this stuff is free. It doesn't cost us anything to do this other than a hotel room. And of course, all the eating that I'm sure we'll do. Plus there's a lot of other things to do in the Florence, Alabama area. Helen Keller, she was born there, so you can visit her home. There's a Frank Lloyd Rice house there. There's all kinds of stuff in the recording music industry. A lot of recording studios were big names. Elvis, all kinds of people have recorded over there. Anyway, not trying to sell you on it, but just letting you know there's a lot of things, really cool things to do over there if you can make it. So that's the Two Chairs Meetup, the 6th through the 7th. And really into the 8th, because we'll eat breakfast on Sunday before we head back out. Anyway, that is the report. So that is what I have for you this evening, folks. I hope you have enjoyed the show. I would love to hear from you. Do you know some characters I didn't mention that played multiple roles? Some actors that played multiple roles? Hey, please let me know. Or you can be a contributor at Mayberry.info by signing up and going over there, and you can edit it yourself if you need to, or you can send it to me and I'll put it in there. That's what most people do because they don't know how to edit it. Well, folks, I have enjoyed this. Thank you for being here with me. It's always great to have you just come and visit with me in Mayberry. And until next time, we'll be here right here on this show, but I'd like to hear from you at 888-684-8415 or email me at floyd@imayberry.com. Folks, until next time, have a great Mayberry week.